should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Amy Marazi Sheyichyu Leschus Ramoshita Ben Peshadina Hanes Shlita Brian Yisrael Ben Ramoshim Mordechai Feit Shlita Rechaim Shrek Shlita Haim Bechol B'nei Besam Bechol Asher Lahem. And also the Refuas, Ritzvi Ben Yitter, Moshe Ben Mak, Yitzhak Ben Bracha, Moshe Ben Rezel, Rabbi Yosef Ben Chana, Anlei Ben Sara, Pesach Shachol Yisrael, and Lili Nishmas, Rabban Ben Yaakov Shachnar, Rabban Asher Ben Yisrael Yitzchak, Yehuda Ben Rabbi Yehuda Ben Frantichek, Shmuel Ben Arav Rafael Eitan, Harav Elio Moshe Ben Rabbi Yitzchak Dov, Rav Aaron Ben Arav Nasan. Their neshamas should all have an aliyah. We're going to be learning B'siyata D'Shemaya, the Sugya and Sukkah, on page 56a, Nunvav Amr Aleph Itmar. Talking about Birchas HaMitzvahs and Birchas HaZman, whenever we say Zman, we are referring to the bracha of Shehechiyanu. Itmar, Rav Amar, Sukkah ve'achar kach zman. First you make the bracha on the sukkah, mitzvah yeshiva sukkah, and then and only then you make the bracha on zman of shechiyanu. Rabba bar bar chana amar, zman, first you make the bracha of shechiyanu, ve'achar kach, and then afterwards you make the bracha on sukkah. The Gemara explains the reason behind the machlokes. Rav Amar Sukkah ve'achar kach zman. Why first Sukkah? Because Chiyuv Adi Yoma Adif. What the day obligates you to do is preferable. And therefore, Sukkah, which is a Chiyuv Adi Yoma, that it's Mischayev, the Yom is Mechayev you, to make a Baracha, that takes precedence over Zman, which is not considered a chiyuva de yom. You have to make a bracha, but it's not considered a chiyuva hayom to make a bracha. Only sukkah is considered chiyuva de yoma, and therefore you're only making a bracha on the sukkah precedes the bracha of shehechiyanu. Rabba bar bar chana amar, zman ve'achar kach sukkah, tadir, v'sheino tadir, tadir kodem. First you make the bracha on zman, and then you make the bracha on the sukkah. Why? Because what's more commonplace and what's less commonplace, what's more commonplace comes first. And therefore, Shechiyanu, which comes around more often than Sukkah, is going to be first. Because Birchas Hazman is no Heges B'chol Shlos Taragalim. Unlike Sukkah, therefore yesh lahakdim es birchas hazman lefnei birchas sukkah. So now we ask, lema, can you say that Rav Rabba bar bar chana v'plukta de beis shamei beis hil kam iflugi, that Rav and Rabba bar bar chana are disputing the same machlokes in the same machlokas as Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are in dispute? The Tana Rabbanan, that wouldn't be so good, because we don't want two Amoraim, one to be taking Beis Shammai's side and the other to be taking Beis Hillel's side, because we don't follow Beis Shammai. The Tana Rabbanan, Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, B'Seuda. These are matters that are between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, B'Hilchas Seuda. Beis Shammai omrim mevarech al hayom ve'achar kach mevarech al hayayin. First you make a bracha on the Yom, on Shabbos, and then and only then do you make a bracha on the wine. Ubeis Hillam Rivarach Ala Yayin. First you make a bracha on the wine, Ve'acharkach Mivarach Al Hayom, and then you make a bracha on Kiddush. So Beis Shammai says, first Yom, first Birchas Kiddush, and then Birchas Hayayin. Beis Hillel says, first Birchas Hayayin, and then Birchas Kiddush. Beis Shammai, Yom Varach Al Yom, Rakach Mivarach Al Hayayin. Beis Shammai says, first day, and then wine. For two reasons. Why does Beis Shammai say Kiddush comes first? First of all, Shayayin Gorim, Shayam Gorim Leayin Shayavo. The day causes the wine to come. Why are you making a bracha on Yayin? Because of the day. So it's all because of the day causing the wine to come. Another reason is, Kiddush Yom Adayin Leayin Loba. It's already day. It's already Shabbos, and the wine hasn't yet come. So for these two reasons, first you make the bracha on the Kiddush, and then you make the bracha on the wine, because the day, i.e. Kiddush Shabbos, causes the wine to come, and also the day became holy before the wine came. Wine came. Beis Hillel Omer Mivarach Al Yayin, Brachach Mivarach Al Hayom. Beis Hillel says, no. First Yayin, and then Yom. Why? Shayayin Gorim LeKiddusha SheTayomer. Because wine causes Kiddush to be said. Because if he didn't have wine, he wouldn't say Kiddush. Yayin causes the Kiddush to be said, so wine comes first. Dabracha Brech Sayin Tadira. Another word is that Yayin is more Tadir. And Birch Siyamayin Tadira. And Kiddush is less common. And therefore you're Makdim Birch Sayayin Tadir Sheno Tadir Kaidem. What's more frequent comes first. So what's more frequent? Pashit. The wine. So Bezil says two reasons wine comes first. Wine causes the Kiddush to be said, and wine is more commonplace. So Lema Rav, can you say that Rav D'Amar K'Beis Shammai? Rav holds that your Makdim Birchas HaSukkah, first comes Sukkah, and then comes Birchas HaZman, because Birchas HaSukkah is Chovas HaYom, even though Birchas HaZman is Tadir, so he's holding like Beis Shammai. Because Beis Shammai isn't moved by the Tadir. You're right, wine is Tadir, but the Yom still comes first. Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So Rav is like Beis Shammai, and Rabba Bar Bar Chana, who says first Birchas HaZman comes first because it's Tadir, he's like Beis Hillel, who holds that wine comes first because it's Tadir. Because Tadir beats Chovas HaYom. Could that be? Mara says, no. Rav is up against the wall here, because we don't want Rav to be like Beis Shammai. Amalcha Rav, Ana Da'amri Afil Beis Hillel. I said my vort that the bracha on Sukkah precedes the bracha on Zman, even according to Beis Hillel. Ad kan lo kamri Beis Hillel hasam. When did Beis Hillel say by Kiddush Shetadir adif michovat hayom, that first comes Tadir, and then and only then comes Chovas Hayom? Ela mishum sheisham siba nosefet. What's the additional reason there? Sheyayin garam lekiddush shetayomer. So Tadir alone is not enough. The only reason Beis Hillel holds that Yayin comes first is because the Yayin causes Kiddush to be said. So therefore the bracha on the Yayin comes before the bracha on the Kiddush. Brich Hayom. Aval hacha. But here, the Birchas HaZman doesn't cause Birchas Sukkah. E lav zman, milo amrinan Sukkah. If you wouldn't make a Shechianu, you wouldn't say Birchas HaSukkah. Shechianu causes the Sukkah to be said. No, ma pitom. All the days of Sukkot, you make a Birchas HaSukkah without a bracha on the zman. So you see that the bracha of the zman doesn't need the Sukkah, and therefore it comes before the bracha, it comes before the bracha on the Sukkah. First comes and therefore Yilav Zman Milo Amrin and Sukkah. If not for Zman, would we not say Sukkah? Of course we would say Sukkah. So therefore Sukkah comes first, because Sukkah doesn't need the Zman, and therefore Rav says Sukkah comes before Birchas HaZman. You're right, Birchas HaZman is Tadir, But it's not that the Zman causes the Sukkah to come, so therefore I'm not conflicting with Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel was talking in their case where there are two reasons, but here there aren't two reasons, because we don't say that the Zman causes the Sukkah to come, so therefore Sukkah comes first. Rabbi Rechana Ralecha, Rechana will tell you, Anadam Refilu Beis Shammai Asa, even according to Beis Shammai, Ad Kan Lom Kar Beis Shammai Asam, until now when the Beis Shammai say over there that we should be Makdim. Kiddush to Birchas HaYayin, even though Birchas HaYayin is Tadira, Ela Shayom Gorin Liayin Sheyavo. You know why he says that by Kiddush comes first, Birchas HaYom comes before Birchas HaYayin? Because the Yom causes the wine to come. Since the Yom causes the wine to come, as Beis Hillel himself said, Shem Gorim Nayan Sheyavo. So since the day causes the wine, Memela, what's the din? The din is that Yom comes first. Alhachi lav sukkah milor minan zman. Here, if not for the sukkah, would we not say zman? Even people who are patur misukkah, like over drachim, make a birchas zman and sukkahs. So you can't say yom gorim yayin sheyavo. That's the svara why yom would come first over there. Since the yom causes the yayin sheyavo, therefore you say first yom, and then yayin, even though yayin is more tadir. But here, even if not for the sukkah, even if a person is not chayv in sukkah, he still says shechiyanu. So therefore, shechiyanu comes first, because in addition, as Rabbi Barbar Chana says, tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kodim. So Rav holds sukkah v'achar kach zman, because the chiyuv v'diyom adif. Rav Bar Chana says zman v'achar kach sukkah, because tadir v'sheno tadir tadir kodem. And they both try to fit their opinions in with Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rav Bar Chana says that my opinion would even be good according to Beis Shammai. Doesn't need to do that necessarily. But if the Machlokas HaAmoraim was the same as the Machlokas Tanam, they wouldn't even have to argue. So it's not going to be the same Machlokas, but it's even more of a problem if one Amora is following Beis Shammai. So that was Rav's problem. Rav said, no, I'm even good with Beis Hillel. And Rav Rachana says, I'm even good with Beis Shammai. So that's the Machlokas Rav and Rav Bar Bar Chana. Sukkah b'achar kach zman, according to Rav, Rav Rachana holds zman, b'achar kach sukkah. So now we go weiter in the Gemara, Tznan. Batzeres, where you bring the Shtei HaLechem that's made of Chametz. And that's a special din of Batzeres. And if it's also Shabbos, like the Mishnah speaks about, then it's also Lechem Apanim, which is made of Matzah. So, Tznan, Batzeres, Omer lo Helach Matzah, Helach Chametz. So we say to the Kohen, first take matzah, in other words, the lechem apanim, and then take chametz. So it's muchach that you're makdim the chalukas lechem apanim that's made of matzah, the chalukas lechem that's made of chametz. And this is despite the fact that chov is heyom batzeres, hishtei halechem. What's the chov is heyom? What's the specific obligation of today? What's the unique obligation of today? The answer is Shtei HaLechem. That's the Mechayiv of today. Why is the Lechem HaPanim being given out? Because of the Avoda that was done in the previous week, we give the Kohanim the Lechem HaPanim. But the Chovas HaYom is the Shtei HaLechem. And despite the fact that the Chovas HaYom is the Shtei HaLechem, it comes last. V'ha'acha de chametz ikar u matzah tafel. Here, the shtei alechem, the chametz, is ikar. It's chobas hayom. The lechem, v'matzah, the lechem upon which is matzah, is tafel. Because the avodas siduro was done in the previous Shabbos. So it's coming mitzah the previous Shabbos. It's not coming mitzah today. Mitzah today, who gets, what's the chobas hayom? The shtei halechem. Mitzah today, what's the chobas hayom? The shtei halechem. Why are you giving out the lechem aponim? You're giving the lechem aponim mitzah the previous week, mitzah the previous Shabbos. The seder was done in the previous Shabbos. And therefore it's not considered chobas hayom. V'hacha, the chametz ikar matzah tafel, the shtei alechem which is chametz is ikar chobas hayom, and the lechem upon him which is matzah is tafel, because the avod of the sidur lechem upon him was done in the previous Shabbos. V'katani helach matzah v'helach chametz, and yet the matzah still comes first. Why does the matzah come first? Because lechem upon him which is tadir precedes the shtei alechem, even though the shtei alechem is chobas hayom. To yufta de Rav. So this constitutes a question on Rav. Why is this a question on Rav? Because what did Rav say? Rav was the one who told us. Sukkah v'achakach zman kes chiyuv v'diyom adif. Rav doesn't go for tadir. Rav says chiyuv hayom is more important than tadir. And here you see that the tadir is more important than chiyuv hayom. And therefore, matzah, which is shayach to the last Shabbos, comes first. And chametz, which is shayach to today, comes last. Why would the chiyuv of the yoma be last? Obviously, because the chiyuv of last Shabbos is the tadir. So therefore, it's a tiyuv to the rav. Kashan rav, because rav, you're a man who says that the chiyuv hayom is adif mi tadir. Amalecha rav tanoihi. Rav says, no, it's not my problem. It's machlokas tanoi. Helach matzah, helach chametz. Abishalom, helach matzah, helach chametz, helach matzah. So look at Abishal. Abishal says chametz comes first. Why? Obviously because it's chobas hayom. Chobas hayom is kodem letadir. The shtei alechem comes first. Darsh Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda. Look at the bar Rav Damer Sukkah barakach zman el zman barakach sukkah. So Rav Nachman bar Rav Chizda says not like Rav. Rather first zman and then sukkah. Shespred Ravidi Omar Sukkah Barchakach Zman. Birchas Sukkah Barchakach Zman. No, we take a paskin like Rav. The first comes Birchas Sukkah, and then comes Birchas Hazman. So Baruch Hashem, B'siyata Dishmaya, we were Zoche to learn the Sugya in Maseches Sukkah and Daf Ninvav Amir Aleph Kipshuto. However, this Sugya has been Zoche to a great deal of literature. So much has been written. Let's see what the Rush says. The Rush writes in Siman Dalid, Yesh min ha-gedolim she'omrim, there are those gedolim who say, de'b'leil sheni, that on the second night of Sukkis, omer zman t'chila, first you say shechiyanu. That even according to Rav, who holds that the Birchas Hayom comes first, the Birchas Sukkah comes first, thus is null. That's only on the first night. But on the second night of Sukkot, Shehechiyanu precedes. Shehechiyanu precedes on the second night of Sukkot. Why? Dizman. because the Shechianu that you're making on the second night of Sukkot, lo koi asuka, the zman doesn't relate to the Sukkah. So what are you doing here? You're making Kiddush. Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim. That's Berachas HaKiddush. And now what are you going to do? So on the first night you say, Ashir Kiddushanu mitzvotav v'tzivanu leishev v'asukah. So now you said Sukkah. And then you say, Shechianu v'kiimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. So that's all cool on the first night, because the Zman, the Shechianu, relates to the Sukkah. So you can say Zman after Sukkah. That even if the first night of Yontif wasn't really Yontif, and you made a Shechianu, the Shechianu covers you for the Sukkah. Because this Shechianu that you're making, after you make the bracha on the Sukkah, relates to the Sukkah. But on the second night, the Shechianu doesn't relate to the Sukkah. Shechianu relates to the day, to Sukkos. But it doesn't relate to the bracha on the Sukkah. Leishe, it's not related to the Leishe of Basukkah. It's related to the Kiddush. That you're sanctifying the day, and you're also making on this holy day, you're also making Shechianu. So on the first night, when you make your Shechianu, it relates to the Sukkah. So you say, according to Rav, Leishev Basukkah. And then you say Shechianu, and the Shechianu relates to the Sukkah, so everything is cool. But on the second night, the Shechianu only relates to the Kiddush, it doesn't relate to the Sukkah. And when you make Kiddush, you sanctify the day, you also bless Hashem, Shechianu became an Egon Azman Azeh. But it doesn't relate to the Sukkah, you're not making a Shechianu on sitting in the mitzvah of sitting in the Sukkah, so what is going to end up happening? You're going to make a hefsek between Kiddush and Shechianu. And we don't want that. So on the second night, say, Mekadesh Yisrael ve'azmanim, Shechianu v'kimanu v'giyanu lazman hazeh. So that's the connecting to the Kiddush. And then say your Berachas HaSukkah. That's what the Rosh says. The Rav Yo Kosav, no. The Rav Yo writes that you always say Zman at the end. You always say Zman at the end. Rav Yochasev Shebuchol Pam Yesh Loimar Zman Bachroina. Da Yom Tov Shechol Yos Achar HaShabbos Mavarech Yakne Haz Afogav Dizman Lo Koy Avdala. That when Yontiv falls after Shabbos, you make Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdala Zman. Even though the Zman isn't relating to the Havdala, Zman's relating to the Kiddush, not to the Havdalah, and yet the Havdalah is mafsik. Yayin Kiddush Ner Havdalah Zman. But we don't care. We put the Zman after Havdalah. So also here, you put the Zman after Sukkah, even though the Zman isn't mityaches to the Sukkah. That's what the Rav Yaakov. But the Rosh demures. He says, V'yesh lomar delo dami. No, no, no. Can't compare. Why not? The Hasam, because over there by Yaknehaz, Hainu Tamishim Davdala Tuna Kos, Havdala requires a Kos. And therefore, you can't be Mafsik with Shechianu between Bray Pir Gafen and Havdala. Havdala requires a Kos. So, what do you have to do? You have to say, Yayin. Make a bracha on the wine. And not have intermittent in between the yayin and havdalah. You can't throw a shechianu in there. Because that's going to be a hefsek. Ein lafsik bizman b'bri paragaf on havdalah. Because havdalah requires a kos. Aval hacha yisuka lo b'izman. So So there, you can't put the zman in the middle. But here, if a sukkah doesn't require shechianu, which it doesn't on the second night, b'leil sheni lo miyafsik b'sukkah b'zman l'kiddush. What are you gaining on the second night by being mafsik with the bracha on the sukkah between zman and kiddush? We want to be masmich the zman together with the kiddush. When it comes to yakanaz, you have no choice. You can't put the zman in the middle over there because it's going to be mafsik between the yayin and the havdalah. But here, you say your kiddush, and now if you're mafsik with a bracha on the sukkah, it's going to be a hefsik between the kiddush and the shechianu, which both relate to the sanctification of the day. And now the Rush brings a raya, and I'll bring you a raya that on the second night you should say zman first. Da'ika amora de svirulei da'afilu b'leil rishon de sukkah bo'i zman samach l'kiddush. Koinami asukkah de basrei. Look at Rabbi Bar Bar Chana. He holds that even on the first nights that you have to make shechianu first. The Zman goes next to Kiddush. And then the Sukkah afterwards also relates back to the Shechianu. Vimkem b'leil sheni. So on the second night, Yisukkah lo ba'izman. The sukkah doesn't require a shechianu. On the first night, when the sukkah requires a shechianu, so Rabbi Bar Bar Chana holds, first make the shechianu, and then the sukkah, the bracha on the sukkah is going to be afterwards, and it's going to relate back, because that's how important it is for us to put the shechianu together with the kiddush. So certainly on the second night, when the bracha of shechianu doesn't relate to the sukkah, certainly we shouldn't be mafsik with the bracha of the sukkah in between. That's the Rush. V'ayim b'tur, b'shulchan aruch, shepasku ki yesh men agedolim. They paskin like this yesh men agedolim of the Rush, and that on the second night of Sukkot, what comes first? The bracha of the zman, even according to Rav. U'mavur b'daitam, that Rav holds sukkah brachah zman is only because the shechianu is also referring to the sukkah, and therefore sukkah, and then the shechianu, which relates back to the sukkah and to the kiddush, and therefore you say zman b'achrona, so that it relates back. Its kai also relates back to the sukkah and to the kiddush, which precedes it, and therefore on the second day, where the shechianu doesn't relate to the sukkah, it just relates to the zman. So you can't be mafsik it from Kiddush. You can't be mafsik between Shechianu and Kiddush. You have to put Shechianu next to Kiddush, because Kiddush is said on the Zman and Shechianu is said on the Zman, and don't interpose with Sukkah, which is not said on the Zman, but on the Chiyuv of Yeshiva, the Mitzvah Yeshiva Sukkah. Ben Gamken Betur B'Simin Reish Tav Reish Mem Gimel. Who writes that the Seder is Yayin, Kiddush v'Sukkah, v'chakach Zman. Why? L'fish Zman chozer al Kiddush yom v'al mitzvah Sukkah. So he gives the same hesber, that Zman relates back to the Kiddush and mitzvah Sukkah, and therefore Zman comes back, comes last. So on this, Mori v'Rabbi, Agon, Agadol, v'amufla, v'amuflag, Rabbi David Yitzchak Man, asks some bams, drops bams, Mori Rabbi saying. This whole vort that we've been saying about distinguishing between the first night and the second night, because the Zman relates back to the Zman is going on the Sukkah, Zman's not going on the Sukkah, excuse me. Davar zehu neged kol ha-sugya. This is against our Gemara. What's the issue in the Gemara? Is chiyuv hayom adif, or is tadir adif? What does Rav hold? Rav is of the opinion chiyuv adiyoma adif. Rav is a chiyuv adiyoma person. So if it's chiyuv of the yom, that applies even on the second night, Ribbono Shel Olam. For the klapei zedai ninan lo chiyach mi birkat hayom ve'ayayin u'mei helach matzah. And then we bring these two sources. We bring the machlokes beis Shammai and beis Hillel about kiddush, and we bring the machlokes about the lechem apanim and the shtei alechem. The abishol thrown in at the end. Everything is good with the end of the abishol. Why? Because what's first here? What's the ikker? Birchas hayom or tadir? But if the issue is because man refers back to the sukkah also, otherwise Rav is moda that you should be makdim zman, what does that have to do with helach matzah? Rav would agree that tadir is kodim, because there we don't have the svara that zman relates back to sukkah as well, and therefore you should say it last. Now there you should take a go with the tadir. But here, you're not going with the tadir according to the Rosh's Yeshem and Agadolim, because you want to say it last, because it relates back to the sukkah and to the kiddush. That's a completely different svara. So basically, the problem is that the whole shakal atari of the Gemara is rendered meaningless according to the way the Yeshem and Agadolim understands the Gemara. There's another issue at hand over here. What's first? Zman or Yain? And Rav says, you know, Yain, according to the Rosh, the Rosh is Yeshman Agadolim, Zman comes last because you want to say it after the Yain and the Sukkah. You don't want to say it before Sukkah because the Shechiyano is also on the Sukkah. So first you make the Bracha sitting on the Sukkah and then you make the Shechiyano. But otherwise, go with the Tadir. So what are we bringing the whole issue of matzah for? And also the whole argument, what comes first? Birchas hayom, birchas hayayin. Here you don't have the issue of birchas hazman relating back to both. So Rav would also say tadir is kodem, like Beis Hillel holds, that when it comes to because tadir is kodim. So what's the whole discussion in the Gemara of matzah and chametz and lechem apanim shtei alechem and kiddush and yayin? Oh, what are you talking about? This has nothing to do with sukkah according to the Yeshem and Agadolim. And then to prove it from Rabbi Bar Bar Chana, what does Rabbi Bar Bar Chana have to do with anything? Rabbi Bar Chana holds on the first night zman comes first. Why? Because tadir kodem. We don't paskin like him. We paskin chiyuv adiyom adif. And if chiyuv adiyom adif, that applies in the second night as well. So proving to me, no, look at that, there's even a man diyomer that on the first night you say shechiyanu first. Yeah, but that's only because he holds that tadir kodem. Tadir shenu tadir kodem. But we hold chiyuv adiyom adif. So that means that both in the first night and the second night, the Chiyuv Yom comes first. So what are we proving from the Man D'Amar that we don't paskin like? And in fact, Bach, Magen Avraham, Taz, Shut Maharshal, Simit Samutal, Vod, they say you can't be Mechalik when Yontav Rishi, Yontav Sheni. Chiyuv D'Yom Adiv. The only problem is it's not like that in the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch. Das Darf Men Farshtein, as they say in Borough Park. Or Baruch Park, I'd say Freshtein. So Mirtz Hashem, in the next shiur, we will resolve this issue, and we will see Niflaot Gedolot Mitorat Hashem, or Rabbi Sai, a lot of great treats are awaiting you if you stay tuned. So Bli Neder, Mirtz Hashem, we will, to be continued, as they say in the movies. So, thank you so much for listening. Amazingly geschmack. And we should be zelche. Lil modu lamid lishman last. The kaim is called divrei salam teresa behava. Amen via amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.